Bank of Cardiff, this is Hashem. May I please start with your 16-digit reservation code?
It's 251131-01.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You got 3101?
3101.
0033.
0033. 3205. 3205. All right, let's see what we got here. And is this Legacy Auto Collision?
Yes.
All right, excellent. And who am I speaking with?
Nakia, owner.
Nakia?
Mm-hmm.
And can you spell that for me, please?
And it's in Nancy, H-A-K-I-A.
H-A-K-I-A, all right, perfect. All right, I'm just going to go ahead and confirm a couple pieces of information that I have on here. Let me know if any of it is wrong. Are you still at 206 South 14th Avenue?
South 14th. Yes.
Yeah, Mount Vernon, New York, 10550.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, excellent. And let's see here. We've got that. And what's a good phone number for you, just in case we end up getting disconnected here?
914-4337. Mm-hmm. 7704.
7704. Got it.
Our number for the shop is 914-371-1858.
1858. Got it. Excellent. And then what's the structure of your business? Are you guys like an LLC, an S-Corp, C-Corp?
Yeah, corporation.
Corporation. Are you guys, do you know if you're an S-Corp or C-Corp?
S-Corp.
S-Corp. Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. So, I mean, we've got, you know, many different programs that kind of differ. So, depending on what your specific needs are, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do so I can kind of point you in the right direction?
Yes. I have a space becoming available to me next door. And
mm-hmm.
I do need a little more working capital.
Of course.
And I need... Yeah, and I don't want that space because I need to do some expansion. Because I do the work for Teddy Nissan over here in the Bronx.
Right.
And I'm about to do the Volkswagen too, so I need more space.
Okay.
And I need to put another boot in. So and there's a shop beside me that's becoming available, and I want to get that shop. I'm going to have to actually expand it.
Okay, so excellent.
That's what, I would really need.
So it's going to be for expanding the company, basically?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And how much working capital do you think you're going to need for that?
I would say maybe like, I think 60,000 would be all right.
Around 60,000?
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. And we're going to use that for expansion. So do you already, are you just trying to buy the entire building next door, or what were you trying to do?
Eventually in the future I'm gonna try to buy the whole building, but okay. it's different shops on the building. I want to take that one and join it with mine that I have. Okay. Already.
Okay, gotcha. So are you gonna end up just kind of renting it out then?
Yeah, because okay. I have one shop already, and the one beside me is become available. I want to take that one too.
Excellent.
And make it one big shop.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Beautiful. And are you looking to bring on any, like, additional equipment, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. And then for equipment, because we also do equipment too, were you looking to use the working capital in order to purchase your equipment for that? Or did you want to have some sort of working capital where you can use that on the day-to-day operations for the business and then have equipment on the side?
Yes.
As a completely separate finance?
You could do it together as one.
You can do it. So there, I mean, you can do it through the working capital
mm-hmm.
Way, but we also offer equipment financing as well. So if it comes down to it, like what kind of equipment are you looking to bring on?
I think some more lifts, another spray boot and
spray
a frame machine. Mm-hmm.
spray board and a frame machine?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's like the estimated cost on these?
I think it's around 40,000.
Okay, so 40,000. So around 40,000 is equipment. So was this part of the $60,000 that you wanted in capital?
Yes, I'm sorry. Say that. I'm sorry. I'm in the office and
No, you're okay. You're okay. No worries. Yeah. Was the $40,000 of equipment part of the $60,000 total that you wanted from the capital?
Yeah.
So if we could do an equipment financing for $40,000, you would want a net $20,000 of working capital. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. So we could go either route with this. It'll just kind of depend later on what you look like on paper. But tell me a little bit about what you think your return is going to be if you were to get this $60,000 and open up that shop and expand it up.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of return are you expecting? Are your sales are going to increase drastically? Like what?
Yeah, I know my sales is going to increase.
Yeah.
I have, this is what's messing me up. I have Teddy sure. Volkswagen in the Bronx, Nissan, I mean, in the Bronx.
Uh-huh.
They have the Volkswagen too as well.
Gotcha.
But the thing is, they pay me monthly, and that's kind of, most of the work that I'm doing is for them. I got a lot of insurance jobs and jobs off the street, but most of the work is through the dealer, through
right.
them. And I'm about to take on Volkswagen too as well, which is another half of their company in
right.
the Bronx.
Gotcha. So you're about to take on VW. All right. So this is going to increase your sales big time. Do you have some sort of ballpark number of what you think it's going to increase by?
Let's say. Because right now my monthly deposits are somewhere like about 60,000.
Uh-huh.
Right now. So if I do that, I think it should be near somewhere like maybe like near 100,000 monthly.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you're going to have a pretty huge increase, huh?
Yes.
Very nice. Okay. So when are you looking to do this by? Just as soon as possible?
Yeah, as soon as possible.
Okay, because you have the building
built. Yeah, it's fit there. The guy is leaving. They're evicting him. So I don't want to jump at it as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Okay, perfect.
And, yeah, there's going to be other people that's going to want to take the space. So.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I actually spoke to a business owner last week. He was in a construction company, and he called me immediately and told me, hey, I need $100,000. There's this space that just opened up, and he's selling it quick. Literally, I got him approved, and he comes back to me and tells me that the building was sold. I was like, are you kidding me? So why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit. How's your credit look? Are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, somewhere in the middle. I think it's like 600 or something like that.
Around 600? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. And then why don't you tell me a little bit about your sales. How are your sales last year, for example?
Last year, I think it was... somewhere like $400,000 to $500,000. I'm not sure exactly, but somewhere in that region.
So around, we'll say like around 450.
Yeah.
All right. And then what are you on track for this year?
I think I'm on track for the same or more. Maybe like 5 this year.
On track
or maybe
for around...
more, maybe like, yeah, maybe like 5 or 6.
Okay. So are your monthly deposits... not 60 grand then?
No, they are between 50 to 60 grand.
Between 50 to 60. Okay, so you're sitting somewhere on track for around like 500 to 600, you'd say?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So we're looking 500 to 600. And how long have you guys been in business now?
For 4.5 years now.
Oh, okay. Very nice. How'd you get into the industry?
My partner and I mean, he went to school for it, for doing the body work. He went to school for it after
right.
he came out of the army. Yeah, he went to school for it, and we just came together and decided that this is his passion. I'm the only one here now. He's no longer here.
Oh,
I'm
no
the only
kidding.
One here now. Yeah.
Did he go open his own shop?
We did it together. Yeah. No, he's doing something totally different.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
The only one here now doing the shop.
Very nice. So are you the, you're the 100% owner of the company right now?
Owner, yes. Yeah.
Very nice. Did you just end up buying it off him?
Yeah, he sold it to me.
Very nice. Very
nice. Yes, because it was 50-50.
Cool. What got you into, you know, the whole auto industry? Did you just like cars growing up, or?
Yeah, I like cars growing up, but he loved it more than me.
Oh,
my
really?
Partner. He's basically like a brother to me.
Oh, really? Something
more like brother, yeah. We're not real family, but
yeah, yeah, like that close.
We're family, and
yeah.
Everybody thinks we're brothers, like real brothers. But.
Do you guys look alike?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Okay, so you're the 100% owner. Have you already kind of taken a look at getting some financing somewhere?
Yes, I did. But I don't think they're good people.
Oh, really?
Because they got, yeah, they got me to take the finance. Because they said, all right, because I was trying, there was one shop becoming available to me.
Uh-huh. No, I mean, when you tried to get financing, did they give you financing?
Yeah, they gave me financing. Saying that no, I pay half of it. They could give me at the end of the day. None of them were honest.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I completely understand that. No, I do, because I get a lot of complaints with people like that. Well, what I want you to know in that case is that we're a relationship-based bank. So really my job is to kind of work with you the entire way, and I know you want to grow the business. So we're not the kind that, you know, gives you that loan and then leaves you there. We're kind of there to guide you every step of the way in order to help you get there. But so you said you looked into financing. Did they end up just, did they approve you? Did they deny you, you know?
Yeah, they approved me, and they approved me. But when it's the time, they said to call back so they could give me a renewal.
Uh huh.
Then it's like it's totally something different.
Really? Okay, interesting. Well, do you
but
have?
They're
any...
trying to get me to take less. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to pay you guys off, and that's going to be it.
Right. Did they give you a reason why they're trying to give you less? Did they tell you something about your credit or any defaults on your accounts or anything like that?
Yes. I think at one time, somebody tried to fraud my account, and they had put a hole on my account to do the investigation, and because they take the money monthly from my account,
right.
Daily, I mean daily.
Daily payments,
so when
right.
They put a hole, yeah, they put a hole on the account, they couldn't take the money for a couple of days, and I explained to them.
Okay,
so I guess that's why they say something delinquent, you know?
Right, okay. So you weren't able to pay them for just a couple of days?
Yes.
Okay.
But I called them and told them what happened, so they would have to wait a couple of days.
Gotcha. And they just weren't happy with that, huh?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So what current loans do you have out on the business right now? Current existing loans.
Ten.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Oh, okay, there you are. Sorry, you disappeared for a minute.
Yeah, I think it's my service.
Oh. Gotcha. Yeah, so what current loans do you have on the business?
One with Merchant Capital. I'm almost done with them.
Okay. And
And there's another one. That Merchant Capital, I think I have like they gave me like 40 something thousand. I have like 10,000 or 11,000 left for them.
okay. So
Yeah, but they pay me daily. Yeah.
the initial balance was 40,000.
40, I think 40 something, 45. Yeah, 45 something.
Around 45,000, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then your current balance on it right now?
It's about 11.
About 11, okay.
Yeah.
And what's your daily payment on this?
It's 179, I think, 179.
179. And then how long was this loan for?
They gave me for a year. So I think like the next 2 months I'll be done with them.
Okay, gotcha. So they put you on their 12-month program.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And
And
then,
there was another one with Yellowstone.
okay.
I have like 2,000 something left for them.
Okay, and what was the
And the
initial on there?
initially it was 15, yeah, I think it was 15, 14,500, I think. So
Fourteen
it was,
five.
yeah.
Okay, 14.5 initial, and then what's your daily payment on the Yellowstone?
Yeah, that one was a lot. That one was 200 daily.
210.
Yeah, 199.
Oh, okay, around 200
Yeah,
bucks.
I said 200 daily, but yeah, it's really 199.
Oh, okay, gotcha. 199 per day. Okay, and then was that one a? I assume that one was a shorter term.
Yeah, that was 4 months.
4 months, okay. Gotcha. And then, are these the only loans that are currently existing on the business right now? You don't have like a line of credit or anything?
No, no line of credit.
Okay, cool. Excellent.
Because the reason why I try with these people, because they said like when I pay half of it, I could get, because I really want to expand the business.
Of course.
So I tried to get with a different company. Now the different company, they're telling it's like the same thing.
Right.
Like, yeah. Now they say, oh, because you gotta pay down the loan for that one before we could do. But you didn't say that in the beginning. You let
Right.
me trust you, and I do this, and it's like totally something different.
Gotcha. So here's the thing, is our objective here is to get you money for the expansion of the business, right? You have two current loans out for working capital loans, one with Merchant Capital and one with Yellowstone. And your balances are not too high on those. Would you try and consider consolidating the loans in order to take care of both of them and then try and net some on top? Would that be an option that you would want to consider?
Yes, I would do that, because preferably if I have
You had
it
one
would be
payment.
better one. Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm gonna write that down as an option here. So possible consolidation. Okay. And so what is the amount that you really need in order to get into that building next door? If, for example, we couldn't get you that 60K, what would you really, really need at minimum?
And minimum to get in there, I think,
Just 'cause I'm trying to, I want to do my best to
yeah.
try and help you out and get to that building. But what would you say would be the minimum amount that you would need?
I would say maybe like 30,000.
Around 30, okay. So
Yeah.
at least 30. Okay. So, based on what you told me, our goal is 60,000, but we want at least 30,000 for the expansion on the next building. You said your sales are going to increase from around 60K a month to around 100K a month. We're trying to do this as soon as possible because that building is going to go quick. You told me your credit's somewhere around the middle, around 600-ish, and sales have been increasing year over year. Last year you were around 450, this year around 500 to 600. You own the business, you bought it off of your buddy. You've got two of these loans for working capital with small balances, so it's not too bad. And I assume you know the process, right, of how we collect the information. So basically what I need from you is 6 months of the most recent bank statements for the business, and then the most recent tax return for the business.
Okay.
And then those are the two pieces of information that we take a look at, and then the underwriting department comes back to me and they tell me, okay, tell him we have this program and this program, and then, you know, there's different terms and rates, obviously, depending on what they put together for you. But do you guys accept credit cards? Another question.
We used to, but nobody was really using the machine, so I gave it back to the bank.
Okay, so you guys...
Yeah.
Gotcha. And
we do checks and cash.
Okay, cool. So for the past 6 months, you have not used credit cards?
No.
Okay, excellent. So yeah, I can go ahead and what's a good email address for you?
It's legacy.
Legacy.
Legacy. Mm-hmm. .autobody.
.autobody.
.center. center.
.center.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. So what I can do right now is just go ahead and shoot over the information to you, just what I just told you about the documents that I need. When do you think you can get those into me? The sooner you get them into me, the sooner I'll shoot them over to the underwriting department. I'll put your file together as urgent because I know you want to try and get the building as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So it all just kind of depends on whenever you get the documents in.
Okay, I'll try to get it over to you today.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go ahead and shoot over that email. I'll once again put it in 6 months of bank statements and the most recent tax return for the business. And then obviously there's going to be a one-page application for, you know, the name of the business and the owner and all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then from there, I'll shoot it over to underwriting and we'll get going. How's that sound?
All right. That sounds good.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Perfect then. I'm going to go ahead and shoot over that email to you, and then if you can get those into me today, I can actually submit your file today.
Okay.
So the sooner you get on it, the sooner I'll get on it.
Okay, no problem.
All right?
I'll get on it right now.
All right, perfect. Sounds good. I'll go ahead and shoot over the email. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely, no problem, Nakia. Take care. All right, bye-bye.